mouths.
Hold on to your hats.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no
name time.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called. That's right, folks. The show with no name 2.0. What does that mean? That means it's totally interactive, and you guys can participate on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. That's right. We're everywhere, folks. So make sure you are subscribed, liking, following, and all that new vocabulary. Well, that vocabulary that meant something else. If you were following somebody when I was a kid, you were probably a stalker. So, you know, if you put something on somebody's wall, you were a graffiti artist. You weren't. So things have changed. Even the word tweet was something a bird did, and now it's something people do incessantly all day. We're tweeting all the time. So it's funny how words change their meaning, you know, and throughout the years. And a trend used to be something. Now it's a trend, something someone's talking about in a given moment, not something that can last 10 years. So, folks, we're here to help you and guide you through those fun changes and the growth. I mean, one of the beautiful things about English is it's constantly growing. I mean, there are words that I never, ever that I had never heard in my life, and now they exist. Like, there's one that defined me as a child. Hangry. This is hungry. This is angry because you're hungry. Now, we always had hungry. We always had angry. And you would even say, I think I'm angry because I'm hungry. But then someone decided, like brunch, to just pop those two words together. And there you've got, well, a syndrome that affects many of us. That's why they invented candy bars and snack machines. All right, well, folks, with me, as always, as you know, this is a collaborative effort. It sounds like it's just me doing this show, but I couldn't do it without your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Bienvenidos a tu show preferido de la radio. A los mandos, Juanjo Durán, Nacho Carvajal y ante el micrófono, Alberto Alonso.
Come on. Now today's Wednesday, but it's kind of like a Friday, you know, because tomorrow's a holiday. We can sleep in a little bit. One of my favorite phrasal verbs, sleep in. That's right. Love doing that one, folks. All right. Well, we've got a special show for you today, as I told you on my Instagram stories. In fact, you're going to even be able to win something today on the show, which always just adds another level of fun and excitement. So, folks, I'm going to start right now by introducing my guests. We'll start with the one I know the most, and then, well, I think it would be best if you introduced them, because you'll probably know how to introduce the others better based on the role, where they're from, and all this. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a friend of ours here at the Show with No Name. He's been here before. No stranger, Andrew!
Good morning, Alberto.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very good, very good. Very excited.
Yeah, great to have you back on the show. How long has it been?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, Aladdin was 5 years ago.
Aladdin, and right.
That was a great pantomime.
Right, right. And we still look young. Well, somewhat. You know. We're doing what we can.
You more than I.
We got to work harder at it. That's what I've noticed. You got to work harder at, you know, keeping yourself right. So, so Andrew, now tell us a little bit about yourself before we meet the other guests. Where are you from originally, and what do you do here in Madrid?
Okay, I'm from Altrincham in Cheshire in the UK originally, although I spent cumulatively 18 years in Spain. So 11 years in the 80s and, 7 years in the 80s and 11 years since 2007.
Was it in Madrid the whole time? I don't remember.
No, Sevilla, Madrid, Barcelona, and Tarragona.
Oh, you're smart. So you got the best
Spain.
Of everything.
Yeah, exactly. So
smart guy.
Picking up and dropping off accents.
Yeah, right. And very different accents.
Learn my Spanish in Sevilla.
Oh, my. Yeah, I had a... again, an American friend from, and he married a woman from Seville, and his accent was like, I was like, I don't get it. It's an American with a Sevillano accent. But it's interesting because, as in the UK, as in the United States, when people say to me, oh, I understand British English better than American, I'm like, well, what part of British? I mean, just London alone has how many accents, how many different.
Yeah,
you know, New York City, nobody even speaks with an American accent. It's, you know, the taxi drivers, you know, you're not going to hear an American accent, so to speak. So this is great. It's all contributed to your Espanol, exactly. Which you speak Spanish, basically.
Yeah.
Perfectly. See. See, well, that's the most important word, right? And tell us a little bit about, now you're representing the Madrid Players, which is an institution here in Madrid, I would say.
Yeah, well, it's the oldest international theater group in Madrid or Spain.
And how long running is that now?
54 years, I think.
Ow. I was thinking 15, 20, since at least I heard. Wow. So that's an instant. Once you pass 50 years, you're an institution.
That's what it feels like.
You know, as a person or
as a marriage, whatever. Anything that lasts 50 years, it's worth celebrating.
Gets
it.
A plaque on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Deserves a medal. So, Madrid Players. Guys, what's the website? So if people want to check it out right now as we're speaking about it.
So it's madridplayers.org.
Madridplayers.org. Now, if you guys don't subscribe to their social media or their newsletter, do it now because you're going to find out about, great stuff to do. And I'm always telling my students, yeah, listen to the show, yeah, study English, but then go do stuff in English.
Yeah,
that's where you're living in English, right?
We do 6 or 7 shows a year. The pantomime is a very traditional, a British tradition, in fact.
Right.
We're full of people from actors from all different countries. So it's a very international group.
And it was started around, you said, 55 years ago. And, I got stuck on that 55. I'm thinking 15, 20. Well, guys, it's the Madrid Players, and they're here to tell us about a new show that they've got going on. Now, I want you to introduce our awesome amigos who are going to join us, because who are a part of the Madrid Players and a part of this show.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Let's ladies first. We'll go,
ladies first. So, first of all, Debbie Greenberg. So, Debbie, applause, applause.
We got to say, Debbie Greenberg.
Debbie Greenberg.
See, if you say that,
Wow, that's a good trick.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
From across the Atlantic, and she plays the part of Anne Droid, which is...
I love the name.
my take on... this is my spin on the original Tin Man from... So the pantomime is The Wizard of Oz, a sequel, 10 years on.
All right.
So just to put that into context. So,
Wizard of Oz, 10 years. Oh, boy. And I love the name of the character.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great name there. Tell us, Debbie, where are you from? You're from the States, I imagine.
I'm from the States.
What part of the States are you from?
I've actually lived at different points in my life on both coasts.
Okay.
I've lived in Northern California, and I've also lived in New York City.
Oh, great. Awesome.
So I recognize the cap that you're wearing, although those people who are listening can't see it. I can. It's a New York Yankees cap.
I wear it almost every day, so they can imagine.
Very good.
You can take the boy out of New York, but...
But you can't take New York off his head.
You
right.
Know. So, Debbie, how long have you been here in España?
At this point, this time, I've been here for about 16 years. So, yes, it's been a long time.
That deserves a plaque, too, I think.
Oh, hey, thank you very much.
16 is a plaque, too, I
16
think.
16 gets its own plaque as
Maybe
well.
Maybe you get the
thank
silver
you,
plaque
you.
Instead of the gold.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Then I can get the gold one for the 50 years.
There you go.
And then I can get the other one, the silver one for the 16 in Madrid.
And then the
thank
platinum,
you.
Forget it. If you get the platinum, you're going all the way there. great. So, needless to say, you love Spain.
Yes.
A lot of people still ask me after 14 years, do you like it here? I'm like, no, I'm just like to suffer.
I'm just a masochist.
Exactly. So,
you
obviously love Spain. How did
Very
you get
much.
Involved with the Madrid players?
A few years ago, about three and a half, no, maybe almost four now, I decided that I wanted to, again, take up something that had been a hobby of mine and a love of mine all my life, which is theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I began looking in Madrid for ways that I could do that. And obviously, it was going to be easier in English than it would have been to try to do it in Spanish because...
Sure.
Of what you said before about accents.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I looked and I was lucky enough that right then the Madrid players were holding auditions for a piece of musical theater. And I was lucky enough to get chosen. And since then, I've collaborated in several things that they've done.
And now you can't imagine your life without the Madrid players.
There you go. Absolutely.
Because I imagine, and this is somebody who studied theater, who worked in the theater as well, that you guys are more than just like a theater company. You guys are like a family.
Like it's a pretty big family.
Especially the core group, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The ones who are there every show, you know, sweating, getting everything done at the last minute, you know.
It's true. And in 50 years, it gives time to accumulate quite a sizable core group.
I
mean, there's a lot of people.
As he said, like the United Nations over there.
Yes.
you literally have every nationality, all kinds of accents, so that all kinds of different talent and types that you can do. So tell us a little bit about The Wizard of Oz, a sequel, guys. It's not the classic Wizard of Oz. No, wait. Madrid players doesn't do the classic. Well, they do. You guys do classics, but you guys do your take on it. This is your take,
this
right?
is a spin on The Wizard of Oz. So,
so
one example of the variation. So if you remember Wizard of Oz, the original had a straw man, a tin man, and a cowardly lion.
Right.
So Debbie is Anne Droid, so the tin man, and Brex. We haven't introduced Theo yet.
Well, let's introduce him. Let's get him on board.
Theo McCausland. So
wait, we got to say it. You got to say it.
Theo, let's hear it for Theo.
There it is. Sometimes it takes a little bit. Hello, Theo. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Theo, about, where are you originally from?
Well, I was born in London.
In London,
and
okay.
I spent my first 21 years there.
All right.
I've been living abroad since then.
Great, great.
2 years in Spain so far.
2 years in Spain.
So I don't know if I even get a medal, but...
Well, you know, 2 years is, you know, you're not here just like, you know, passing through after 2 years. So, you know, you can at least get the official, like, the hat or something. You know, we'll get him something for his two-year anniversary, his Spaniversary.
There you go.
Right?
He has a straw hat for his character.
Oh, there you
go. Okay,
are.
So tell us about your character over
so
here.
So my name is Brex Brexit.
Okay. Brex.
He's the loser.
I am a bit of a loser.
Okay.
Nothing seems to go my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brainless. I'm stuffed, which is a great British nickname for something not going very well at all.
Okay, right.
And yes, all of the other characters get a good chance to laugh at me, and so does the audience.
Right, right.
But
so
hopefully
you're like
they feel some sympathy, because I'm a
sure.
bit happy-go-lucky. I believe in things that maybe others don't really believe in.
Okay. Yeah, well, even the foolish character we can learn from, right? Because, he saw something that nobody else saw there. Right?
He's the only one that the wizard can't help, unfortunately.
Ah, wow. Okay, all right. And what gave you the idea? I mean, I know you guys do pantomimes a lot. What gave you the idea to turn, to take The Wizard of Oz, fast forward it 10 years and put it into a pantomime with funny characters, and I might say.
First of all, it's a matter of not repeating a pantomime that has been done in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to repeat something that's done 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Sure, sure.
So I was going around and thinking of different options, and The Wizard of Oz is something that I thought we could get some interesting characters from those three, the Tin Man, the Straw Man, and the Cowardly Lion. Mm. But also it's a nice story.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a bit of a sacrilege for some purists to take it forward. And the I've put some differences in it. So the Munchkins land in a spaceship.
Okay.
So that's another twist on it.
It's like a Futurama kind of, you know.
Yeah. So, and captained by a character called Captain Donald. I'm sure you won't know who that is.
I know where that's coming from, that D, the big D.
And so there's a lot of opportunities to add contemporary twists and cameos onto the original story.
Right, right. And so now the show is taking place, in fact, near where I live. When I looked at the metro, I was like, oh, wait, I know this area. The show is taking place at Colegio Cardenal Spinola. Yeah. Correct? Mm-hmm. Now, guys, this is Metro Duque de Pastrana in Madrid. You also have a couple bus lines that go there. Mm-hmm. You'll find the information, too, at their website, madridplayers.org, where you'll find the poster and also future productions, news, updates, things like that.
Absolutely.
And this is called The Wizard of Oz, a sequel, a pantomime. It's written and directed by Andrew and starring our friends Theo and Debbie.
And a host of other very talented actors and actresses.
Who couldn't fit in the studio.
Who couldn't fit everybody in the studio. But you're missing out on some great people here.
Well, that's why they're going to have to come see it.
Yes.
That's why you guys are going to have to go
Absolutely.
See The Wizard of Oz. Now, we've got performances coming up Friday the 14th, right? Friday the 14th, which is not this coming Friday. It's the following Friday. Friday the 14th, opening night.
Yeah.
That's
Are you guys going to be ready or what? I'm just talking to somebody who's been in the theater.
This is
about the time where you're like, are we going to be able to do...
Our director is driving us hard.
Good.
We're going to be ready.
Because usually about the weak point, you know, 1 week away, you're like, okay, we got to do this now. There's no turning back.
Suddenly you realize the choreography, you've been going the wrong side, you know, whole time.
Right. You're like, I got to relearn this now the right way. And also, the show has time. I mean, that's just one of the great things. Now, once people know their lines and you're able to kind of... Other cool things come out this week, you know, that'll add to the final show. And in each performance, too, you know, you never, as I tell people, what's great about the theater, you can see a movie a million times. You're going to see the same movie. You can see the same play by the same actors twice, and you're not going to see the same play.
And it's also...
That's beautiful. That's right.
The other change is going from the clubhouse, which is a small space, into the theater, which is a huge space.
Okay, so this is
So that's the first time. Last weekend was the first time we were in the theater.
Oh, right, right.
And so everyone getting used to the spaces, and it's completely different.
So you're working in the space already, which is...
And a big auditorium, 750 places, although we've sold most of the tickets already.
Oh, my. Well, there's a big demand for English activities. And what better than theater? You could bring the kids. Is this for all ages? I forgot to ask you that.
I would say from 4 to 84.
Okay, so pretty much, that's
quite a big range.
You're 85, sorry, folks.
You're 85 or 2, maybe
just
not
ready
for you.
For
104.
104 sounds better, because, you know, people are living longer all the time these days.
There are a few steps to get down, too.
Okay, you mean it more for the logistics.
Lots of audience interaction.
Oh, great, so there is a lot of audience interaction as well. Well,
yes, a big part of pantomimes is shouting out. If you don't like a character, you boo them, and you cheer the ones you do like. Hopefully my character gets lots of, that's what I'm hoping
for. So this is, for people who don't know, pantomime is that. It's a type of theater. It's not your typical Broadway musical theater. It's almost like an experience of sorts.
It's interesting because before participating in a panto with the Madrid Players, coming from the United States, I confess I had no idea what panto was.
Right.
And when I heard the word pantomime, I thought of, you know, Marcel Marceau, silent.
Like miming. Sure.
You know, and it's such a completely different art form.
Right.
There's so much music. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're singing there. There's a live band. There's choreography.
Right.
As Theo just said, there's a lot of interaction with the audience. Mm-hmm. In fact, without audience participation,
it doesn't work.
Work.
Sure.
It really doesn't work. We need
That's great.
Kids and the adults to be shouting out, you know,
to get into
boo.
It. Right.
You know, they're behind you and counting.
Don't go in there.
Don't go in there. No, don't. So
this is great.
It's really a lot of fun.
Sounds like a total experience.
It's a lot of fun.
Because a lot of times you go to the theater and you're entertained and you go and that's it. You talk about it, have some coffee after. But this time you're actually letting out your feelings in there. Yeah. You know, in a normal production. You know, in Broadway, you stand up and say, shoot that son of a bitch. Guess what? You're going to get kicked out of the theater quickly. Here you can do that. I wouldn't use vulgarities, though.
And what Debbie was saying about having the live band, like, these are recognizable songs that we've changed the lyrics to.
Okay.
So we want the audience to come out singing the songs as well.
Oh, wow, cool.
And with the live band, they're great. They can play a million instruments each, and, like, they're singing along, you know, and we, as in our characters, sing songs that you recognize, like Starman, David Bowie.
Oh, great. Classic.
Like, You've Got a Friend in Me.
Okay, yeah, from Toy Story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited.
Is that? That's my Friday song.
Yeah.
Well, then this is Friday, where you should Saturday, be Sunday on Friday, songs. Alberto.
The
this
only
is
problem is I'm going to be in Frankfurt, Germany on Friday.
We'll get you a DVD.
But I'll tell you something. I might be back Sunday. I got to check what time my flight gets back, because you have two performances on Sunday. You have a matinee performance and then an afternoon.
Yeah.
Even, well, it depends. In the UK, USA, that's like evening towards evening. Oof. Here, that's like early afternoon, 4 p.m., you know. So the performance times, guys, write these down. This way you can see if you can make it. It's a great thing for the whole family. And it's not your typical show where you're just going to go sit there and be entertained. You're going to be a part of that experience. And I think that's really cool, because it's unique. It's not something you see every day. So, guys, make the most of this. We are going to give away a pair of tickets. What night are the tickets for?
The tickets are for the Friday performance.
Opening night.
Friday,
exciting.
The 14th of December at 7:30, 19:30 for you digital clocks.
Exactly, for you military time users. That's another thing. In the States, we don't use military time ever. So when I got here, I used to get a little bit confused at first. Now I got it. It took me a while. All right, guys. Well, opening night, as we say in the theater, is Friday the 14th, 7:30 p.m. It sounds like they're ready to rock now. In fact, I guarantee if you had to open tomorrow, you'd be ready. That's what, I mean, at least you're giving me that confidence right here. And
yes.
As I said, I'm feeling that if you had to open up that curtain tomorrow, you'd be ready to give it all.
Yeah. But we might have a set designer pulling out his hair tonight.
Right. So guys, it's Friday the 14th, not this coming Friday, the following Friday. It's at 7:30 p.m. That's opening night. We're going to give away two tickets later on in the show over here. So one of you and someone else is going to to enjoy this awesome show. Now, if you can't make it on Friday, there also will be performances Saturday the 15th. You have two chances on Saturday the 15th. It's 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So depending where you want to put your siesta in there. And Sunday the 16th, 3 days, 14th, 15th, and 16th. And on Sunday, again, you have two performances. You have 12 noon and 4 p.m. And, well, as I said, one of our listeners is going to win tickets to opening night, which is Friday the 14th. Now, very important, not everybody's going to win tickets. Where can they get tickets? You got to pay for at least the sets and stuff, you know.
You're right.
You don't have to make $1 million, but you got to at least cover the costs, right?
So it's very easy to book tickets. You go to the website, madridplayers.org, and you just click on buy your tickets for the pantomime, and you get a selection of dates and times, and you can see the seating plan. You can pick your seats.
Oh, great.
And you just pay in a click.
Okay, so that's easy.
Very easy, and then you get an email with the tickets that you can print out.
Oh, excellent.
We'll also be selling any tickets that are left
At the box office.
On the day.
Okay.
At the theater.
At the theater. So if you're one of those people like me who is a poor planner, you might be lucky to show up, and you might be. Debbie's just like, maybe. So you're selling a lot. This is great. I'm so happy
for
you guys.
Sales have been very good.
This is awesome.
Very, very good.
I say that's a Teresa maybe. That's one of the jokes.
Okay.
Lots of puns.
Puns. We love puns here on the show. We're always teaching English with humor and all kinds of movies and music and all that fun stuff. So, guys, it's The Wizard of Oz, a sequel. And it's a pantomime. As I said, it's not your average show. Okay, so if you've never been to one of these, you're going to want to go. As I said, too, it's a good way to not just go see a show and do an activity, but after the show, people usually hang out and chat. So it's a great way to meet some cool people, too. And a lot of you say, no, I don't have anybody to speak English with. Well, you might make a new friend there. Or who knows? I know people who have gone to see shows and then ended up working with the Madrid players.
So, and at the end of the shows, typically the actors come out and the kids can have their photos taken with them. So it's really just very relaxed.
Yeah.
Yep. We come out, we say hello, have a little chat.
Sounds like a perfect afternoon to me. Sounds like a lot of fun. Do you guys have to go? Do you want to stick around another half an hour? It's up to you.
We can stick around.
It's up to you, yeah.
Personally, yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Hey, we're having a good time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've got another 25. You know, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back for 25 minutes. And
okay.
I'm sure you guys shoot have a lot of work. Yeah, we'll shoot the breeze. I love it. And you guys are even teaching native expressions here. This is awesome. All right, guys, we're having a great time here with the Madrid players on the show with No Name. Right now, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Prisa que se nos acaba el regalo. El mejor regalo para estas Navidades es un intensivo de Vaughan. Ven, aprovecha estas Navidades y regálate un buen nivel de inglés. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Oferta válida en todas nuestras delegaciones. También disponible para los más peques. Bueno, no tan peques.
Hi, it's Jimena. How are you doing? A lot of people ask me how they can improve their English on the go in their spare time. And well, I always tell them the same thing. Have you heard of our online course that we have here at Vaughan? It's amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I'm one of the teachers. No, that's not it. Although I am one of the teachers. But you have got over 400 videos to access on the course. There's also over 600 grammatical points that you'll learn and that you can watch again and again and again. That's right. Repetition, helping you with your pronunciation. There are also over 100 hours of audio and tests that you can test exactly what you've been learning the whole time. And the best bit, Vaughan Tutors, 100% available for you whenever you need them, if you have a question about anything. So honestly, if you're looking for a practical way to improve your English, then check out the online course.
Este año tenemos el regalo para tus hijos. O para tus nietos, tus primos, sobrinos, perfectos para mejorar y reforzar el inglés de pequeños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años. Son los intensivos de Navidad para niños. Si contratas las 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos el acceso gratuito durante un año entero a nuestro curso online Vaughan Classroom Lite. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o escríbenos a lineajunior@grupovaughan.com. El mejor regalo lo tienes con Vaughan. 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Sabías que ET nunca dijo mi casa teléfono?
ET, mi casa teléfono.
En realidad decía phone home, que significa llamar a casa, pero alguien se equivocó al traducirlo. Y sí, te enteras ahora, a tu edad. Si no quieres que a tus hijos les pase lo mismo, apúntales a Vaughan Junior. Una manera diferente y divertida de aprender inglés. Por fin, el método que ha ayudado a miles de personas, adaptado a las necesidades de los niños. Aprenderán inglés, pero también a superarse y a esforzarse viviendo una experiencia divertida. Y podrán ver las películas y las series en su versión original.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
¿Por qué no te regalas un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad? Intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones. Llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833. O escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Vive con nosotros.
Yeah!
El mejor show de la radio.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. We're having a great time here. We're talking about the Wizard of Oz, but... not the movie. We're talking about the pantomime being put on by the Madrid Players. Remember, if you want to check out their website, follow them on social media, you can do all that over at madridplayers.org. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, right? .org or org, as we say. And guys, it sounds like an awesome... I'm going to try and make it to Sun. I got to check my ticket when I'm getting back from Frankfurt. But if I can make it, especially... it's near my house. I mean, I have no excuse.
No excuse
at
all.
I have no excuse.
Alberto, no. I'm glad you said it.
And I'm a Wizard of Oz fan, and I know this isn't a traditional Wizard of Oz, but, you know, even pure... I'm not a purist, by the way. I'm not going to be one of those like, well, in the movie, it wasn't like that. It happened recently with the Bohemian Rhapsody documentary. Not documentary, movie. That's the problem. People are like, it wasn't in chronological order. It's like, no one said it was a documentary. It's entertainment. Yeah. You think Hollywood, Titanic, do you think there was a scene where somebody's standing on the front of a boat, or was that Hollywood? So, you know, but people were like, oh, no. I'm like, well, you know, it's a movie. You don't, you tell your version of it. You know what I mean? And, well, this is a very crazy, funny version. It's The Wizard of Oz 10 years on.
Yeah, 10 years on. So the Dorothy and the Wizard are back in Kansas.
Okay.
In a little pueblo. Called Descansas.
Descansa. I'm loving the names, the character names. I'm loving the whole thing. Big, big fan. All right. Well, guys, I forgot to do something. There's a section that we do here on the show, and it's called Say What. And basically, the show has got four parts. So in each part, I play a soundbite from either an interview or a movie. It's a famous person's voice. And the listeners have to write down what's being said and guess who's speaking. So I forgot to do it before, so let's do that really quickly.
Of course.
Folks, it's time for Say What?
Say what? What?
Folks, that's right. All right, well, I owe you two in this half an hour because I didn't let you listen to it in the first half an hour. So we'll listen to this soundbite now, and then at the end of the half an hour as well, This way you guys have your four times, as I always give you. All right? I don't expect you to get it the first time around. That's why we play it four times, especially the ones that are a little bit longer. This is a short one, but it's full of great vocabulary that we'll look at later. So, without any further ado, here's today's Say What soundbite.
You are talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe.
Okay, short, but he's speaking pretty quickly, and, you know, there's kind of a, like, this rush in his voice of sorts. So, there you go, guys. Good luck. Again, you will hear it three more times. Very short today, so I expect everybody to get it. And, well, there we go. All right, now, we want to give away some tickets, too, don't we?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think we can do it, right? All right, well, let's give them a trivia question. Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to do it on Twitter, and I'm going to give you guys a trivia question based on The Wizard of Oz, okay? The movie.
Perfect.
Not on the pantomime, because I haven't seen it yet, and, well, I just know a few things, what you guys know right now about the pantomime. But I'm going to ask you guys a trivia question. Now, I want to ask you guys, though, if you cannot make it to The Wizard of Oz, a sequel, the pantomime, on Friday the 14th at 7:30 p.m., please don't participate, because then we have to go leafing through it until we find a winner. So I trust that you know the answer, but if you can't make it, just abstain. You know, just write it on a piece of paper. That's fine. All right? And this way, somebody who can attend on the 14th at 7:30 at Cardinal...
Two people.
Well, one, you and a friend will let you decide who to bring with you. Or a loved one or a date. I think it sounds appropriate for any, you know, bring your niece
any
and
occasion.
Nephew, bring a loved one, whoever.
Bring your grandmother.
Bring grandma. She'll have a great time. Probably be the best time she's had in months. You know? Friday the 14th, 7:30 p.m. If you can attend and you want to win those tickets, well, then you're going to have to answer this trivia question here on Twitter. Here we go. There's a character in The Wizard of Oz. Well, not a character, excuse me. An actor named Frank Morgan, who's in the movie The Wizard of Oz. I want to know how many roles the actor Frank Morgan plays in the movie The Wizard of Oz. Pretty simple, guys. All I'm asking for is a number. You can even guess here. You might get lucky. So, if you want to win these tickets to go see this show, which sounds awesome. I mean, I'm looking at the poster. Even the poster looks awesome.
We have a great poster designer at the Madrid Players.
That's awesome.
His name
really
is Aki,
cool.
And he did a wonderful job with this.
Well, let's give Aki a nice round of applause, too, right?
Aki, fantastic.
We were talking about the actors, talking about the director, but again, theater is a collaborative art. Without the sound guy turning the mics on and turning the lights on, no one's going to see you or hear you.
Can I give a special shout-out
sure,
as well? Well, I shouldn't actually differentiate, because there's been a lot of amazing people working on this. The set designer is incredible. The people who have been helping on so many different levels. But I have to say that personally, as the character Android, with the amount of work entailed in trying to create a look for me, I am a robot.
Right.
And the costume designer has done fabulous work. She's done it with other characters as well. I looked at Theo's costume the other day, we got them out, and he looked like a brilliant scarecrow.
Oh, wow.
But I have
scarecrow.
To say, I'm so appreciative.
Scarecrow.
Espantapájaros.
Now, for us, it's just un tipo de pájaro, solo cuervos. It only scares crows. The rest of them doesn't work.
Right. Well, those were the big ones.
Those are the ones you got to watch out for.
Name is Lois Humphrey.
Yes, I was going to say, I didn't even get through the name, but you're absolutely right. I wanted to.
So you got to say, Lois Humphrey.
Lois Humphrey.
Yeah, Lois Humphrey. Wait, you didn't
amazing.
Say it loud enough.
I
you
didn't say it loud ready? Enough.
Ready?
One,
two, three. Lois Humphrey! There it is. So, and if they're not listening right now, their ears are ringing. What's going on here? Something's going on. All right, well, guys, I don't have anybody who knows it yet, but, well, there's an actor named Frank Morgan. I want to know how many roles he played in the movie The Wizard of Oz. In the meantime, a couple comments here on Twitter. Vero says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world and all. As my granny used to say, young is someone who is my age or less. chocolate kisses. So, all right, thank you.
Brilliant.
Mohamed says, good morning, Alberto, and their guests, or and your guests. AA, your show always affects someone's life, sometimes improving their English, as in my case, and sometimes physically, like Andrew. He's still younger after 5 years. Hey, I had nothing to do with that. He takes good care of himself. And the theater will do it, too. It keeps you alive, you know. Okay, we've got a winner. We've got somebody who's going to go see.
That's quick.
They don't joke around, my list. In fact, I was surprised it took 2 minutes. Because sometimes I ask myself, have they hacked my email? Are they seeing the script? Because I didn't even ask the question yet, and they know the answer. These guys, and one of our winners who wins almost every day, you know what his nickname is on Twitter? Express.
Wow.
So there's a reason for that.
He thought about that name long and hard.
Or quickly.
Or he started to live up to it. He's like, oh, with a name like that, I better do things quickly. All right. Well, our winner, ladies and gentlemen, David on Rubia.
Yay, David.
Congratulations, David on Rubia. He said Frank Morgan played 5 roles in the movie The Wizard of Us or The Wizard of Oz. I like your version. It sounds like a new, like, you know. The Wizard of Us. It's romantic. The Wizard of Oz, right? O-Z, which is another word for Australia, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call Australia Oz.
Yes, they do.
As well.
Sometimes it seems like another planet.
Look how far, just for the distance away it is from everything. I think everybody's far from Australia. Yeah. Even the people who are near.
Except for New Zealand.
New Zealand, right. Right.
And New Guinea.
New Guinea as well.
New Guinea's
right. Yeah, I see you guys know your geography very well. All right, David, you're going to see the show Friday the 14th. Now, what's the best way? Leave him some tickets at the box office for David on Rubia. Okay. I can give you his name and maybe leave 2 tickets for him at the BO, at the box office. So I think that's the easiest way. You can pick them up right there. Just, David, give your name from Vaughn Radio, you know, David on Rubia.
With some ID.
Now, with some ID, because now a lot of people are listening and they're going to show up and be like, hi, my name's David on Rubia. Wait, he was here 4 times today, this guy. We had the whole front row is David on Rubia. let's see. Hector says, did you know The Wizard of Oz is one of the best movies of all times for David Lynch? Director David Lynch, he said it's one of his
favorites.
That's right. Now, Veronica is very thorough. Veronica told us the different roles that Frank Morgan plays. But David on Rubia was...
tickets.
Yeah. Well, hey, but we were going to talk about it anyway. So, Veronica, thank you for contributing to the show. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you, Veronica.
Yeah. So, the first role, and I think the most important one, is the name of the freaking movie. The Wizard of Oz. That's Frank Morgan, the guy
who
plays...
Right.
The great and powerful
Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Right? Everybody knows him as that character. But... he seems to have played everyone in Emerald City. Now, Emerald City is that green city. Now, do you guys have Emerald City, or what is your city? I guarantee it's not a green city.
It's a tropical island.
Oh, it sounds like a tropical island.
Ooh. So the twist on the story is that the Munchkins, the planet Oz, as we have it in the panto.
Planet Oz. I love it. Sounds great.
Overheated. Climate change.
Okay.
So all of their favorite, their staple diet, which is coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
The coconuts have all died, the water has run out, so they've embarked in a spaceship in search of a new planet.
Oh,
and meantime, the Wizard of Oz who is back on Earth, and he has a huge plantation of coconuts. So he's on a tropical island, and that's where they go to find the wizard.
The wizard, not a green place called Emerald City. We've already seen Emerald City. It's been done.
Yeah.
This is different now, and I'd rather go to a tropical island than Emerald City anyway. It looks like a weird place, especially when the same guy is everybody. Right? Frank Morgan's everybody in this city, right? Frank Morgan, Veronica, thank you. Veronica just told us he played the professor in Kansas, the fortune-telling professor, the one who says, "Ooh, you see in your future." That was him. Then he played the great and powerful Oz, but he also played the cabbie. Now, not the cabbie like a cab driver, but a cabbie driving the horse and buggy. Now, this is a great one because this is, for me, in the movie, I always think of how, I've never seen the movie in Spanish. How do you translate that's a horse of a different color? Because that's an idiomatic expression that has no translation, at least not with a color change. Because when he says, oh, that's a horse of a different color, and you guys see the horse changing colors, that means, oh, that's another story.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm curious how they translated that one. It's a great visual pun.
Yeah. Definitely.
In the movie, right? And I think they were showing off that Technicolor again. Like, watch how many different colors. What we looked at during the break, the ruby slippers, the red ruby slippers, were originally silver.
Right.
But the studio said, let's show off the color.
We want
something that's just going to pop off the screen. And think about it.
And they
the
succeeded.
Ruby slippers are in the Smithsonian Museum of TV in Washington in a glass case protected like the Mona Lisa.
That's it.
So, and then so he played that. And he also played the guard and the doorkeeper, the guy who opens the door, says, what do you want? You know. Hmm. So I hope he was. Do you think he was paid 5 salaries or not? They were like, we got you on board. You're going to be everybody. Imagine there was a big budget, that movie. I mean, if, adjusted for today, you know, all, just what the extras, was, yeah. the munchkins. Now, the I do know this. Toto, the dog, earned more than the munchkins. So if we put the pay scale over
really?
There, Toto he was in more scenes.
we'll have to tell the actress who's playing Toto in our production.
Yeah, you
we'll
better ask for more money.
Well, we're volunteers and we're amateurs, eh? But she does a good job too, and we'll just let her know that she should be getting more than the munchkins or.
Right. There's another expression too that comes from this classic, The Wizard of Oz, is we're not in Kansas anymore. Which kind of, when you tell somebody that, it's like, wake up. This is the big leagues now. Like, you know, I remember we used to say it a lot in college. You go off to university and you're like, oh, man, I don't. Well, you're not in Kansas anymore. Mom and dad aren't taking care. You know, welcome to the big leagues. Welcome to the real world. You know?
Absolutely.
So this movie has gone in. And then the famous line, the witch. How scary was that witch? When I was a kid, when I saw it, that witch was. And they edited a lot of her parts because she was a lot scarier.
Scary.
So they tried to really make her less scary, and she's still scary as hell. I'd love to see those outtakes, just to see like how evil she was. I mean, that famous line, I'll get you, my pretty.
And your little dog, too.
I was going to say, somebody finish it for me. And your little dog, too. Oh, I used to have nightmares. She was so good.
She was excellent.
And it's one of those movies as well that, you know, some movies are classic, but then the stories behind them are even just as interesting as the movie. You know, many movies, and when you start hearing all the, what? That? In fact, today, the way movies are going, sometimes the behind-the-scenes stories are more interesting than the actual movie.
Yeah.
Sadly. So, guys, if you want to experience, because I don't want to say see. You're not going to see a play. You're going to experience it. You're going to be a part of it. You're going to interact with it. You're going to walk out of there feeling like you're energized because you were participating. And then, as I said, you can chat with the Madrid players after, also other people who have things in common with you. English theater.
And you really, it is participation. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
but
talked about the Wicked Witch in the movie, as Andrew mentioned before, we have a baddie. All pantos have at least one, what they call the baddie.
El malote.
And in our pantomime, the malote is another very talented actress, colleague of ours, Trudy Rutherford. Mm-hmm. And she does a great job. I don't know what you wanted to underscore about her character, Andrew, but...
Well, he's a really bad guy. His name is WWWW.
Oh, my God.
Does that sound bad?
That sounds horrible.
What? And that stands for William, the wickedest wizard of Wesker.
Guys, you got to say that 5 times fast.
William, the wickedest wizard of Wesker.
Listener, say it with him.
And of course, Wesker is with a W.
Right. And Wesker, I was going to say, Wesker, I think it starts with an H, if I recall correctly. But you could, again, you have creative, poetic license to do whatever you want if you're doing your own version of something. And that's what makes it cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And he threatens Brex, poor old Brex. Maybe Thea would like to Brexit.
Yes, well, he threatens to set fire to me.
Oh,
which,
my God.
I mean, as a straw man is my worst nightmare.
Seriously.
If I tell Dorothy what he's scheming, which becomes like a big thread of dramatic tension.
Right.
While I'm deciding without a brain whether I should, you know, threaten my life or...
Right.
You know, let harm come to her.
Right. God.
Also,
so you've got that pull,
soul,
that dramatic pull. I mean, even though it's like comedy and singing, you've got that dramatic tension there too.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, of course.
It's got to have it.
Of course,
yeah.
You have to have it. all kinds of dramatic tension, and as well as the jokes, the song and dance.
The participation.
But I mean, if any of you listening are coming to the Panto, I know that sometimes it's interesting because the British have this tradition and they all know what they're, you know, kind of supposed to do.
They know their role, right?
Whereas a lot of Spanish families come whose children are studying English, who want to have their children enjoy this experience, and initially sort of hesitate to let their children participate fully because it's not a typical theater experience.
Right, sure. And do you guys give them a briefing before and say, like, guys, this is maybe it's a good idea too. Say, guys, this is a show where it's not your typical.
They'll quickly
catch on.
Because when everyone boos the baddie,
right.
You know, you can join in.
And also, Andrew will be in the audience planted going, boo!
Oh, yes, there are other Madrid players who aren't in the show who usually come to see it and who do.
Right,
you know,
they lead the charge, kind of saying,
exactly.
Go ahead, we can react.
Exactly.
Let's react.
You know. And some of the characters ask you to give a certain response when they come out.
What
as
do you
well.
Think about that? All right.
Yeah, so Glinda, the Good Witch, opens with a monologue, and she explains that, you know, you can cheer the good ones and you can boo the buns you don't like.
Right.
So you can warn characters about something that you know is going to happen.
Right.
They won't always hear you, but you can try you know, influence the play a little bit. We will react to you as
in the situation.
The fourth wall, as we say, does not exist in pantomimes at all.
That's so awesome.
You might even see us amongst the crowd without expecting it. So.
And the thing is, too, I've done interactive theater as well in New York, and again, talking about never having the same show twice, that's the ultimate, because when you're doing the same lines every night, but then now you got audience participation. You can have a whole, I mean, the key elements are the same, but you're like, whoa, that went well.
It changes tremendously if you get the laugh that you're hoping for or if you don't.
Or one that you didn't realize. Like, I didn't realize that moment was so funny. Until you play it in front of an audience and they see like the humor in it, even though you're like, I thought it was tragedy, but.
Yep.
They laughed. Well, this is awesome, guys. It is Madrid Players over 55 years as an institution. Again, if you guys want to get involved, too, check out their website. If you're good at whatever things and, you know, theater, or you just want to.
Yeah, we welcome anyone who wants to help. So we've got a huge team doing building the set, painting the set, doing the makeup, doing the props. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are opportunities for everyone.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So I guess the website would be the best place, madridplayers.org, and you can send them an email through there. That's also where you can get the tickets. That's also where you can find their social media. That's also where you can find out about future productions, Facebook
as well.
We're
on Facebook, I think maybe on Instagram as well. And
I think the best is if you go to the website, I think you'll be able to find, because I do it with mine too. I'm like, I'm this on Instagram. I'm like, just go to my website. Yeah. It's easier. Yeah. Then you can click through wherever you'd like to and also explore it. Explore the Madrid Players, not just this show, but past shows that they've done as well, which we've talked about many times on the show. All right. Well, we've got to listen to that soundbite. I promised the audience that they could hear it one more time in this half since we skipped it in the first half. So Juanjo, let's hear the Say What soundbite. For the second time, please.
You are talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe.
Okay, short, but those are good words. Those are million-dollar words there.
Absolutely.
You know, those aren't your everyday.
No.
You use those adjectives and verbs. You just sound like you know what you're talking about. So that's good. I tell the listeners, analyze it first. Before you think of who it is, okay, is this an actor performing something? Is it an interview? Is it a speech? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is there urgency? Is there a drop? You know, are they scared? So what the first thing here is, so it sounds like somebody who's knows what they're talking about, confident, but very like nervous at the same time. I don't know. Strange. All right. Well, guys, you're going to hear it two more times. So don't worry. And as I said, David Onrubia is going to see the show on opening night, The Wizard of Oz, a sequel pantomime written and directed by Andrew, starring many wonderful two actors we have here in the studio, plus many who couldn't fit in the studio with us today. But
some
they will
really
be there.
Wonderful, both seasoned veterans of the Madrid Players.
Mm-hmm.
As well as new people who have never participated in any of our productions before.
Great.
And it's fantastic, yeah.
Andrew, so you got the old...
Andrew got a real good cast.
Yeah, the old school and that new blood in there, which is a great mix.
Absolutely.
Really.
It's
in
a lot of fun.
In the office and anywhere, you get young people and old, you know, more seasoned, and you get that mix together, and you got something beautiful there.
It's great.
You know, because there's just constant learning. And
plus all the children in the show. I don't know if you realize this, but this show has how many
25
children? 25 kids.
Are they the Munchkins, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay.
good
well,
guess.
We call kids Munchkins. Oh, come here, you little Munchkin. It's a cute name for a kid.
Well,
too.
It is.
And we're eating Munchkin donuts right now in the studio. We're munching on Munchkins.
But the donut kind.
But the donut kind. Not little kids. Not the Lollipop Guild.
No, not the Lollipop Guild. But yeah, there's 25 children in this production. So you can imagine the kind of energy. And I mean, you've got 25 children who are doing choreographies, who have lines, who bring all that energy and joy and element of unpredictability.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. You want unpredictability, bring a kid into the room.
And if you want more, 25. Bring 25.
Then you never know what's going to happen. All right, well, guys, sounds like a great time. I wouldn't miss it if I were you guys. Again, not just this show, but in general, don't miss the Madrid Players. They've always got things going on. The latest show, the one that's coming up real soon, is The Wizard of Oz, a sequel, a pantomime. Looking forward to it. I'll see if I'm coming on Sunday. I'll confirm with you guys.
We're going to cross our fingers.
David Onrubia is going. I know other listeners are going to attend, too. Guys, it's Friday the 14th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday the 15th at 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and Sunday the 16th at 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. It's Colegio Cardenal Spinola. And more information at madridplayers.org. Thanks so much for stopping, guys.
Thank you very much.
Stopping by.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in two. So stick around.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
¡Prisa que se nos acaba el regalo!
El mejor regalo para estas Navidades es un intensivo de Vaughan. Ven, aprovecha estas Navidades y regálate un buen nivel de inglés. Infórmate en el 911-335-833 o en grupovaughan.com 911-335-833. También disponible para los más peques. Bueno, no tan peques.
Vamos con una lista de traducción. Translate these sentences for me, please. ¿A dónde puede llevarte un mejor nivel de inglés?
Where can a better level of English take you?
Good. Un mejor nivel de inglés te permitirá trabajar sin presión.
A better level of English will let you work with no pressure.
Great. Con un mejor nivel de inglés no tendrás ningún problema al comunicarte.
With a better level of English, you won't have any problems when communicating.
Great. Con un mejor nivel de inglés podrás gestionar llamadas telefónicas sin problema.
With a better level of English, you'll be able to deal with phone calls without any problem.
Again, any problems.
With a better level of English, you'll be able to deal with phone calls without any problems.
Great. Con un mejor nivel de inglés, podrás participar en todas las reuniones.
With a better level of English, you'll be able to participate in all the meetings.
Great. Un mejor nivel de inglés te permitirá estar a la altura de tu trabajo y poder ir más allá.
A better level of English will allow you to be up to your job and go that bit farther.
Okay, your job. One more time.
A better level of English will allow you to be up to your job and go that bit farther.
Okay, very good. One more. Un mejor nivel de inglés puede llevarte a donde tú quieras.
A better level of English can take you whenever you want.
Wherever.
A better level of English can take you wherever you want.
Wonderful.
¿No te gustaría tener un mejor nivel de inglés? Con nuestros cursos intensivos residenciales, ahora puedes conseguirlo. 5 días de clases conviviendo con tus profesores Vaughan. Cursos intensivos residenciales de Vaughan. Más información en el 911-335-833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Vaughan Town.
I am Julia and I am from Vaughan Town.
My name is Fran and I am from Vaughan Town too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
La población de Vaughan Town no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Vaughan Town que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 911-335-833 o entra en grupovaughan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés podrás decir I am from Vaughan Town.
Si estás en paro, esta es tu oportunidad. Del 10 al 14 de diciembre, nueva convocatoria. inglesparadesempleados.com.
Are you carrying any drugs inside your luggage?
Eh?
I said, are you carrying any drugs inside your luggage, sir?
Eh? Yes, yes, of course.
Michael, do you copy me? We have a 077. I repeat, a 077. Prepare the room, please. All right, sir, come with me, please.
¿Eh? ¿Qué pasa? ¡No, no!
¿Necesitas mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? ¿No te enteras cuando te hablan en inglés? ¿Esto te provoca situaciones incómodas?
Con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorar tu inglés en solo 3 meses. Nuestros cursos trimestrales son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.